In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 156. Why is the Catholic Church one? The Catholic Church is one because all its members, according to the will of Christ, profess the same faith, have the same sacrifice and sacraments, and are united under one and the same visible head, the Pope. This notion of it being one, that is so important. Profession of the same faith, have the same sacraments, united under the Pope. We should say, however, there are degrees of this. This one here might have the same sacraments, but barely united at all under the Pope. That one might be united under the Pope legally, but barely has the same faith. None of that changes what you or I need to do. The whole world might be doing what is wrong. We need to do what is right. It's as simple as that. Question 157. Why is the Catholic Church holy? The Catholic Church is holy because it was founded by Jesus Christ, who is all holy, and because it teaches, according to the will of Christ, holy doctrines and provides the means of leading a holy life, thereby giving holy members to every age. It's an interesting word, holy. At its root, you have the meaning that it is something set aside for God. It's connected with all kinds of other words, such as health, wealth, even salvation. But something set aside for God. St. Thomas Aquinas was asked once, "How can I be holy?" And he answered, "Do what you are doing for God." So that the best way for me to be holy right now is to record this lesson to the best of my ability. The way for you to be holy right now is to listen to this to the best of your ability. To play when it's time to play, as well as you can, to rest as well as possible, to pray as well as possible. That has to do with being holy. Now, notice the Catechism said the Church is not holy because Catholics are holy. Well, some of them are. Many of them are, that's for sure. But you're also going to see many Catholics who are not holy. Perhaps you already have. Instead of everyone being holy, the Church will resemble the Church in the Bible, where the Jews in the Old Testament were constantly unfaithful, and where in the New Testament, for example, all the apostles abandoned our good Lord in his time of need, except one. So we call the Catholic Church holy because she has holy doctrines. That's another word for teachings. And it gives the means to live out those doctrines, especially in the sacraments. Those people that are surpassingly holy, we call saints. Question 158. Why is the Catholic Church Catholic or universal? It's Catholic or universal because it is destined to last for all time, and it never fails to fulfill the divine commandment to teach all nations all the truths revealed by God. There's another meaning to the word Catholic here that is important, I think, because in ancient times, many religions, many peoples you had, the religion was national. That is, this group of people worshipped that god, that group of people or that tribe over there, they worshipped a different god, and everybody had their gods. And the revelation to Abraham was there is only one God. And the Church is universal in the sense that it is not limited to any particular nation or race or tribe, but offered individually to anyone who wants it. And it is destined to last for all time. Notice, not just to the end of time here on earth, but for all time. And the Church is, of course, divided traditionally. We speak of the Church militant, that's those of us down here, united to the mystical body, the Church suffering, those of us in purgatory, and the Church triumphant, those of us who are in heaven. Question 159. Why is the Catholic Church apostolic? The Catholic Church is apostolic because it was founded by Christ on the apostles, and according to his divine will, has always been governed by their lawful successors. I spoke earlier about apostolic succession. That's what we call a bishop. He is a successor to the apostles. And again, our faith rests on the testimony of the apostles, and their authority was passed down to their successors, who are primarily the bishops, but above all the bishops is the Bishop of Rome, or the Pope. Question 160. How do we know that no other church but the Catholic Church is the one true Church of Christ? We know that no other church but the Catholic Church is the true Church of Christ because no other church has these four marks. That the church is one, same faith, sacrifice, sacramental system, and has a visible head, so the Pope. That it is holy, in its founder, our Lord, in its teachings, in its means of grace, such as the sacraments, in its members who follow the teachings and use the means of grace provided. It is Catholic. When we say this, we mean it is not the church of one nation or one race, but of all nations and all races. And it is apostolic. It can trace its origin back to the apostles on whom Christ founded the church. Only the Catholic Church has all four of these marks. It alone is the church Christ founded. But we must convince men of this by love. Quote, "By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That is our greatest and most effective witness and means to bring people into the one true church by the way that we love each other.